Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs. Today is a little bit different. You get to hear just from myself. I have recently decided that you guys get a little bit more content from me, and so many people are just very interested in who I am, what is my story, and where do I stand. So this very first episode, I do want to recap on my experience of being a single female going to a couples mastermind here in Boise, Idaho. So many of you guys have listened to the episode with Matt Schneider, and I just released his second episode with him and his wife, Kristen. And really, what is the Ubuntu community? What does that stand for? What is the mission and the vision of all of these, you know, kind of core values and what they're trying to do here, not only for our community, but building a community of really high level, just badass couples. So I want to give you a little bit of context of why a single female would go to a couples mastermind. When I had Matt on the very first episode with me, and we really talked about the history of him being a first responder and then having to change his mindset with his businesses, you know, really kind of going into the ground and taking on this new mindset, taking on these new habits to build what he wanted, he had to put himself in rooms and situations that were very uncomfortable, but to learn from. Me, a lot of people do know I started this podcast after a breakup. And in later episodes, you will learn a little bit more about what my relationship past have been, where I am today in it, and where I really want to go. And a lot of that comes down to relationships between two people that you learn from. Are, you know, from being children, we learn from our parents. And every generation is trying to do the best with the knowledge that they have and to teaching the next generation. Me being an individual that really loves to learn, I thought, I am single now, but I want a good, healthy relationship that I can learn with my spouse, I can learn with my partner, and we can grow and make this empire. Like, that is what my true dream is. I know I'm very independent. I know I'm very headstrong and need somebody to put me into my place, but also to learn what my strengths are and to really be able to build between the two of us, of me having qualities that they don't and them having qualities that I don't. And how do you actually combine and work together instead of against each other? And a lot of these is just people that I have heard their stories from. And so hearing their stories, I relate to it because I say, hey, I don't want to do, you know, have this type of relationship. I don't want to have the relationship that I did prior with my ex. Like, I was at fault myself. There's a lot of learning that I have had to do in, you know, kind of healing from that and saying, hey, like, he was not only at fault. Like, these are the things within a relationship that next time I want to do differently. I want to learn how to do that in a better, healthy way. So that is why I put myself in a room of other people being couples to learn from them. So out of the three things that I have learned from going to the couples mastermind with Matt Schneider, Kristen Schneider, and the Ubuntu community, I put myself in a room and was very uncomfortable, but I knew that I was going to learn from them. I knew I was going to learn from high-level individuals and saying, this is where I want to go. So if you guys are doing that already, what can I bring into a relationship from the start and saying, hey, this is what I want. If you can't provide this for me, then we are not a good match. And it's not saying that, like, that is the hard, fast, like, that's the first question I ask somebody, but that is when, you know, dating is really getting data And that is a data point for me of saying, hey, I really want this high level relationship and this is part of it. And so being able to get the tools and the resources from these couples that they also were wanting to level up was really incredible to be able to just put myself in the room. That is one of the hardest steps, is just getting there. Once you're there in whatever realm or whatever fashion that looks like, whether that's your job, whether that's learning a new hobby, whether that's going to counseling or wanting to grow your relationship, like the first really scary part is just going. I see this a lot or hear this a lot with people that want to go to the gym, right? Like they're like, I want to go work out. I want to do these things. But like the first step is to just get there and everything else can fall into place. Like it's 10 seconds of courage to just getting there. And then it's the following 10 seconds of courage to start. So that was my first 10 seconds of courage of just getting into a room and learning and deciding that that is what I wanted. The next thing that I really learned from being there, first having that courage to go, secondly, is the power of proximity. And I think this was happening without even my knowledge occurring, was I was putting myself in this room of high-level individuals and being around that, the power of the proximity of the people that you are, you know, exchanging the energies and having these conversations and really building each other up, those were people that I wanted to keep in my corner. Those are people that I want to continue to have relationships with. Those are the people that I want to continue to have in my life when good things and bad things occur, because they're going to be able to be there and they are willing to share their experiences to help, I'm going to say, the underdog. They're willing to open up and say, hey, first of all, you're in this room. Second of all, you're around the right people. Third of all, like, we want to help you, which is astounding, because in this world, that's what we as human beings are really trying to strive for, is human connection. And being around the correct people is so critical. I'm sure you hear it a lot. You see a lot of, you know, Instagram posts or social medias is, you know, the five people that you are around the most, you are the sixth one. Those five people, you have to take a mental note and say, what are they providing for my life? Are they providing me support and challenging me? And they're giving me, you know, great energy back. The same energy that I'm giving them, are they building me up, or are they the ones that, you know, kind of take me down, like put me into a mood or a place or an environment that I don't quite want to be around? Maybe that is an environment of toxicity, of just drinking daily. If you're texting them and saying, hey, let's go hang out, and every single time it's at a dive bar and you're drinking too much, and then now the next day you're hungover, and now you are kind of playing this catch up. Is that the person that you are going to continue to be around? Are those the small thinkers that you're continuing to be around? Are those the people that you talk with them and they never have anything positive to say? Like, you have to take these mental notes of who are the people that you're around. It is not, you know, like a bad thing for you to limit your exposure to them or even cut them out of your life. Like, one of the hardest things for me of understanding while I grow is that there are going to be people that are not meant to be in my life forever. You learn from them, you grow from them, and you let them go. Like, it is not a heartbreak. I love humans. I love human beings, but that does not mean that every single person that I come in, you know, encounter with, that they have to always stay in my life the rest of my life. So really, the power of proximity within the individuals of who you are around. I got to learn, one of my highest highs, literally, was getting to meet Yardley Smith. She is the voice of Lisa Simpson. And I got the privilege to meet her and her husband, Dan. And that power proximity of being around somebody that has been in kind of the realm of vocals and, you know, being this character, and also having their own podcast as well, learning from them on just a small, you know, kind of scale was incredible. Like, they had so much knowledge to wanting to give me, but they also, you know, asked me on a different realm of like, well, you have this different aspect of your podcast, which is really great because they do true crimes. And so I would have never had that opportunity to meet somebody so incredible if I hadn't have put myself in the room with those same like-minded and growing individuals. Sometimes you don't quite know the effort or the kind of the caliber that you're getting into when you talk about power, which is so incredible. The third thing that I really learned from the Ubuntu community is how translatable the information that they talked about can be for any relationship. Yes, it was a couple's mastermind, and, you know, there was a lot of different kind of teachings or workshops or, you know, kind of times that we reviewed things, and it was very couple oriented. But it also, Matt talked about this, is that there's always three relationships within a relationship. There's the relationship with either party by themselves. So you have, you know, kind of your duty, your spouse or your partner has their relationship with themselves. And then that top kind of making a triangle, like those are your bases, the top being the relationship that you guys both have together. And, you know, having that relationship with myself is where I had to start, and where it is a reminder that it is my relationship with myself that I continually have to work on, so that when I do meet that person, that hopefully they're working on themselves as well, and they know themselves so good that then when we come together, we can have the conversations of, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Well, these are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. And then you can actually lean on each other to help support on either sides of those. So when we're going through the workbook, being able to really write on paper of what my three top priorities were was incredible for me to see, like, where is my time going? Where is my energy going? If I was to bring somebody into my picture and, you know, instead of just like, have these useless conversations, it's like, hey, this is what I'm working on. This is what I'm striving for. This is what I'm going for. And I will say that is one thing that is very different for me in this current state than I was when I, you know, got into my last relationship. I didn't quite have goals. I didn't quite have this vision or mission that I was going on. It was just a, you know, I'm 24 years old, I work as a paramedic, and this is what I do, and these are my hobbies, and that's kind of where I'm going. Now, that's not bad, but I want to live a more, you know, like, abundant life. And through this podcast, like, learning the manifestation coupled with the actions that you're doing can actually get you further in life. And I talk about, you know, this information being translatable, because the three things that they really strive for is your health, wealth, and relationships. So all of those three things within myself can be translated. It can be translated into the, you know, relationships that I have with my friends, the relationships that I have with my family, with work employees, with my clients. There's so many different relationships that I can be taking the information that I gathered from a couple's experience and put that into the same aspect. And, you know, a lot of these things that they were talking about was, you know, being around the expanders in your life, like who's actually pushing you to be a better person, who's there to support you. And I talk about support in a way of, you know, who is there when I truly need them. And that also can be different for each situation. And it's also learning your friends of what their bandwidth is to knowing who can I go to. And it's not that it's a bad thing that maybe somebody doesn't have the bandwidth for when I talk with them. It's just me understanding what my needs are for that certain situation and knowing who can, you know, help meet those needs. The information also that they really were giving was relationships with your food, relationships with your wealth. How do we break those cycles? How do we break what we think or what we have been accustomed and programmed for? How do we break that cycle and learn something different? What is the relationship with wealth? Well, you know, right now I'm going to tell you, like, financially it's very strapped because I'm doing all of these different things, and, you know, time right now is money, and sometimes you don't see that money until later, right? And especially in real estate, like financially, that is not something that I'm getting a paycheck every 2 weeks for. There is a client that I have been working with since last November. And so when we talk about, you know, finances, is like that being something that I have not always been great at. And so how do I get better at it? What is my relationship with money? And how do I break the cycles that are in my own head of getting to that next level? Every single one of these things is how do we get to the next level? We will always have new goals. We will always have new challenges, because if we're doing it right, we're breaking them, right? We're accomplishing them. We're accomplishing our goals. And so that means now we get to develop new ones. Like, it's like this rinse and repeat, you know, phenomenon that when you look at the big picture, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But when you're in it, it's really hard to actually, you know, grasp where it's like, oh, I've already done this, you know, like I've already set the goals. Now I have to do it again. And it's like, well, yes, because you accomplished them. Like, how great is that, right? We talk about being so excited for where we are in life, because at some point we were hoping for this, we were praying for this, we were working towards this, and we could be so thankful for where we are. And that is where, you know, a lot of my grace, grit, and gratitude comes in for the present time. But also, where are we going? Like, where's our next step? And you get to evaluate that. You get to set these goals and these intentions for your life. And I think that's a really great thing, is that your intentions and my intentions could be different. Our goals can be different, but we can also help support each other within all of these things. So through, you know, being that single, you know, girl going into a couple's mastermind, I will tell you, I was not the only single person there, which was so incredible, because now there's other people that are in the same realm as me that we're holding each other accountable. But we are also like checking in with each other and saying like, hey, like, you know, like I remember asking one of them, I was like, okay, so if I go on a date, like how do I actually bring this up? And then I did go on a date and I brought it up and I was like, oh, okay, like it'll be there, right? Like it'll just happen how it needs to happen. But being able to talk with another single person that they have the same goals and aspirations of coming and wanting to learn from a community that they aren't, you know, well versed in is incredible to watch and to be able to see. And so, you know, this also is translatable to other things. There's other parts of my life that I, being, you know, sometimes the underdog, you recognize that, but you put yourself in the opportunities to grow like the others. And being around these high level individuals. We are talking Lindsay Schwartz. We are talking Ray Cashcare. We are talking about Rondi Lambeth. Like, look those people up. They're incredible. Like, Cindy Thurlow. Like, these are amazing human beings that are growing for themselves. And watching that and seeing that is incredible. But also listening to them and honestly realizing they're just humans also. Like, they're willing to teach people that are willing to learn. They're not going to sit up there and just, you know, ramble on and talk to individuals that don't want to learn. They are looking for people that want to learn from them. And so when you walk in and you're in those opportunities, like, don't be afraid to ask them. Don't be afraid to think like, oh, well, they're never going to want to, you know, teach me. Like, I'm not like them. That's the freaking point. Like, they want you to be like them, right? They want to give you that hand and give you that rope and say, hang on, like, get a hold of it. Like, hang on and let's go. Like, let's go on this ride together, which is so incredible. And if you are looking, if you are a couple and you are looking to really level up your health, wealth, and relationships, I encourage you to reach out to me. I will give you the information for the Ubuntu community. We will be closing it in October of 2023 because they are going to be going through a whole series, which I'm so excited to just, you know, listen on in on. And to give you a little, you know, kind of background, it is going to be about sex and intimacy and how you build that within your relationship. And so, you know, if you're wanting to get a part of something so incredible, right kind of in its infancy stage, like, please reach out to me. I will have all the information, not only in the show notes, but you're more than welcome to send me a message. If you're curious about podcasting, if you're curious about real estate, like, I am also one of those people. Here's my hand. Like, I can't force you to hold on to it. I can't force you to reach out to it. I'm here. I would love to be able to connect with more people. I am so glad that I also am taking that courage and stepping into more solo recordings. So I'm excited to be able to start sharing a little bit more about me and what I have going on, and some of the stories that I have of what makes me me. Anyways, for that, I appreciate you listening along for why a single girl would go to a couples retreat and learn from people. That's what I'm striving for. That's what I'm looking for, right? Our parents can't teach us everything. The people around us can't teach us everything. So we have to be the ones that go out and search for that knowledge. On that, I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep kicking ass, and I'll talk to you later, guys. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You could also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.